After being given the instructions to build a Mishkan last week, in this week's Parsha Tetzaveh, we get more and more information about the purpose of this Mishkan. What's interesting is that what we would have imagined the ultimate purpose in terms of the offerings, the Korbanot, is relative silence. We're told very little regarding the offerings themselves. The main focus on this week's Parsha is really those people who are going to serve in the Mishkan, namely the Kohanim and Aaron the Kohen Gadol. The clothing which they're going to wear, which perhaps we could have imagined was something which was trivial, perhaps unimportant, we learn is actually quite important and is really the major focus of the message. Along the way, we also learn about how the Kohanim become the Kohanim. But again, the main focus over here really is on the clothing itself. Apparently, clothing is important. When we keep in mind going all the way back to the beginning of creation in Bereshit, in the Garden of Eden, clothing wasn't important at all. The word for clothing in Hebrew, beged, indicates some kind of a rebellion, a begidah, something which is treacherous. The me'il also indicates some kind of a sin. The rabbis understood that the clothing itself brings about some type of forgiveness or some types of spiritual healing, which means before we even get to the next stage, before we even get to the stage of offerings or other things, rituals which are done, the very putting on of this clothing has significance. This is especially true of the Kohen Gadol, the clothing which is being worn by the high priest, in this case by Aaron himself. Aaron would walk around with the names of the tribes on his heart, on his chest. Some on the right side, some on the left side. I saw one of the commentaries, the Malbim, make an observation. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol needs to always remember the various tribes, even those who are on the right or even those who are on the left. I suspect that he wasn't using what we would call, you know, political jargon from today, people on the right or people on the left, but that really is what he's implying. Kohen Gadol has to remember everybody. He has to pray for everyone. And that itself is a key point. Because some of the commentaries imagine that simply by wearing this clothing, there's some kind of a magic that takes place. Other commentaries say, no, it's not the magic that takes place simply by wearing the clothing. But again, in this example, wearing the clothing helps him remember the people who he represents. Which means ultimately, if there's a leader who doesn't remember his constituents, there's something which is profoundly wrong. And those constituents are sometimes on the right side and sometimes the left side. Sometimes you agree and sometimes perhaps you disagree. For a leader of the Jewish people, for a Kohen Gadol, to serve in the temple, for him to create healing between God and the people, he needs to represent all the people. They all have to be in his heart and they all have to be in his mind. Another element of the clothing is the name of God, which is worn on the forehead in something which is called the tzitz. This, we're told as well, brings about some types of forgiveness. I mean, it's interesting that even if something went wrong in the temple, the tzitz smooths it over and fixes it, which leads us to an understanding which I think is really quite important. The tzitz is there, and this is one of the first messages of the Mishkan, and this is something that if you don't pay attention, you're going to miss it in terms of the Yom Kippur itself, which is arguably the most important day of the year. There's an element where what's being fixed is that which is holy. Part of the simple text of the Chumash and understanding what the tzitz is that it fixes or comes about to heal the things which are holy. Which means the Mishkan itself is an incredible tool. The misuse of that tool is something which needs to be healed, something needs to be fixed. And that's how we understand the tzitz. It fixes that which was misused. I mean, ultimately, for us, the greatest thing which could be misused is the human being itself, or the human being himself or herself. The human mind, the human heart, the human soul. These things are misused. That's really where we begin to need, quote-unquote, forgiveness or healing. Which means when you really think about it, what's holy? It's the human being who's holy. When human beings misuse their strengths, their power, their intellect, their souls, something needs to be healed. Part of the healing of the Beit HaMikdash, part of the healing of the Mishkan, part of the very essence of the clothing, this cover that takes place to heal the very first mistake that took place in Eden and all mistakes onward, comes about to heal the misuse of the various things which God gave us. One of those things is the Mishkan. Another one of those things is the Tzelem Elokim, or the Neshama, or the soul that God gave us. The various clothing worn, services done, and the very essence of the Mishkan itself was there to help us heal these mistakes were causing a lack of sanctity in the most holy things, the Mishkan and the person himself.